Buckler's paw gagged his voluble friend's mouth as Granby continued.
I know it's a weighty book. Huge, thick thing. Probably with a green cover. Or was it red? Something about a journal of some beast or other. Name began with a G.
Now it was Marjoram's turn to get excited.
The Journal of Abbess Germain.
The glasses slipped down Granby's nose.
How did you know that?
Marjoram explained.
Because when I was made abbess of Redwall, I borrowed it from you to learn how other abbesses ruled here.
Granby scratched his ears.
Did you really? Deary me, I must be getting old. I don't remember. Tell me more, please.
Marjoram did just that.
You were right. It's a thick old green volume, but you won't find it in here. I kept it in my study, you see. 'Twas very wrong of me because I've never found the time to read it, though I keep promising myself that I will sometime. Shall we go and take a peep at it?
As they crossed the moonlit lawns, Diggs saw the dormitory lights going out one by one. He yawned.
Only one thing I like better than scoffing, and that's snoozing. In a snug little bunk with a soft pillow. What?
Granby blinked. Skipper caught him as he stumbled.
Are you tired too, me old mate?
The hedgehog recorder shook himself briskly.
Not at all. Lead on, my friend.
The abbess breathed in deeply.
Just smell that summer night air. So warm and soft. I love the different scents. Fennel, marigold, dandelion and gentian. So delicate. Faint almost.
Django growled.
Let's get on and look at this book instead of yaffling about going to bed and sniffing the flowers.
Oakhart chuckled quietly.
Our true lover of nature and its many wonders.
The study was a neat room. Marjoram could not abide untidiness. The friends began sorting through her books, but she rapped sharply on her writing desk.
Touch nothing, please. I know exactly where everything is. See, here is the book.
Granby immediately opened it, flicking through the yellowed bark paper leaves. It was a huge, green-bound volume. The recorder muttered to himself as he leafed through it.
Must have taken Abbess Germain many seasons to write all this. Good deal is about the time before our abbey was even built. Goodness knows when that was.
Abbess Marjoram hovered about the old squirrel anxiously.
Please be careful with the book. It's so old and very precious. Take care you don't damage it.
Granby, however, was paying little attention to her. Knowing what he sought, he riffled speedily through.
Wildcats, vermin, Martin, Gonf, Bella of Brockhall. Ah, here it is!
Buckler leaned over his shoulder.
Here's what? Have you found something valuable?
The recorder raised a small spurt of dust as he slammed his paw down on the open page.
The answer to our problem, friends. Now I know what Corrie means, and Althea too. This has to be it.